Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Taking a girl to your work on a first date. In some instances, that could be a good idea. Like, if you're the captain of a luxury yacht.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. I was going to go with no until you said that. I can see that now.
Some cases could be a bad idea, like if you're a janitor. Probably not a good place to take somebody on a first date. Well, the guy on the phone for a second date update today, his name is Mike, and he took the girl that he liked to his job for his date, and I think that was a terrible idea. What's up, Mike?
Hey, man. How you doing? What's up with you?
Hey, Mike. Are you a janitor, Mike? I'm just going to get that right out on the phone.
No, it's way cooler than that.
Okay.
I'll give you that, Mike. You do have a cool job. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, let's hear a little bit about the girl you went out with. What's her name?
Her name's Katrina. She's rocking. She has a rocking body. I met her at a gym.
Oh, God. I just never think that really works out. I'm impressed already, Mike.
It almost didn't work out for a long time. I mean, I followed her for about 11 months, a year in the gym, you know, just
what?
Like...
Mike, that's creepy.
You should choose different words, Mike.
No. I didn't follow her. I saw her. We ran into each other.
Uh-huh.
In fact, we talked several times. I mean, she really seemed interested.
So you promise that you didn't, like, jump out of her locker inside the women's locker room or anything, right?
Hey, you know what, Brooke? I'm not a creep boy. I'm not crazy.
Yeah, it was the shower, not the locker. He just showed up behind her. Hey, what's up? My name's Mike. Nice to meet you.
So how did you finally work up the courage to ask her out?
Well, I met her over a year ago, and I asked her out the first time I saw her.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I didn't wait for it. I saw what I wanted. She was beautiful. And after talking to her, I knew I wanted to know more about her because she has a beautiful soul, too. So I asked her out. She Aww. Said no.
Never mind.
So you were persistent for a whole year, and you finally wore her down.
Now you're getting me, Brooke.
Okay.
It took you a year to finally get a date with her. What was the magic words that actually got you in the door?
The magic words was, I already asked her out 10 times. Here's the 11th. What do you say?
She said, okay, fine.
Hey, said yes.
Okay.
All right. Only took you 11 tries and you did it.
That's
congratulations.
It's actually kind of romantic. I mean, you obviously were super into this girl. Were you really nervous before your guys' date?
No, I wasn't nervous at all. I was taking her to my job, and my job's pretty cool, so I thought that was a winner.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and that's what your email said. You think that that might have actually ruined your chances for a second date. Why do you think that is?
Honestly, I don't think she liked it. I took her to a movie set. First of all, I'm a stuntman. I'm a stuntman on major movies.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so I got some of the guys while we was a closed set to plan out a whole stunt. We taped it. And yeah, oh yeah, it was a lot. Actually, a lot of money spent. I mean, a lot of money, time, and people.
So, what kind of stunts were you doing? I'm not a guy that likes adventure a lot. So, for me, a big crazy stunt would be like, let's just cross the street in the middle of the road and not the crosswalk. That would have been enough for me. What'd you do?
The stunt was being blown out of a building.
What?
Whoa.
Wait,
oh
you took her on a date to show her you getting blown out of a building?
No, we got blown out of a building together.
Oh, wait, you
what?
Are, she was participating in this?
Talk about trust and team building. What more do you want, Brooke?
Dude, that's crazy.
Safe was this?
It was totally safe. She was definitely padded. We were hooked to a crane. We had our jerk vest. We had everything we needed. The explosion was a little bigger. Now, I will say that. It was a little bigger than we expected, and the fire did cross our faces and our body. But we had
No.
We put enough fire protecting on us that we were totally okay. But she wasn't okay with it.
Yeah, she doesn't have eyebrows anymore, but it was fine.
It's funny you say that. She mentioned that her eyebrows were singed and she's smelling burning and this and that, but her face looked intact when I saw her.
And, her face looked intact.
And what do you expect? We're getting blown out of a building. It's a little, you know, fire.
Oh, my God.
So wait, yeah. Did you tell her exactly what was going to happen in this stunt?
Once we got everything strapped up and we were a go, I let her know. She was a little nervous.
Yeah,
you think?
Are you kidding?
That's a conversation, don't you think, Mike, you should have had before you even went out? Like, hey, what do you think about this? We go get blown out of a building or do dinner.
No, I told her a movie set. She was all about it.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean.
And you're only partially sure that that's the reason she's not calling you back. Because it sounds like it should be 100% the reason why she's not calling you back.
Well, Brooke, it's never safe to assume anything.
Okay.
She never once told me she didn't like it.
Okay.
Afterward, I asked her, did she want to eat? She said no, she would rather go home. And, you know, honestly, sometimes when I'm doing things like that, I have so much adrenaline, I don't want to eat afterwards. Yeah. It's like a high, so I was like, oh, okay.
Or it's that you just had your face almost burned off, and just really, that tends to make people lose their appetite, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you have a point.
Small point.
So, have you heard from her since this date?
No, I mean, she kind of just oddly disappeared, and that's why I got in touch with you guys, honestly.
Okay, so she hasn't been at the gym or anything?
No, it's almost like she just kind of switched times because we've been doing the same thing for a year. I mean, it's not hard to run into her, and I'm not seeing her.
Yeah, she's avoiding you. I can tell you that right now.
Totally.
Why would she avoid me? You think so?
Yeah, dude.
Pretty much guarantee so. All right, Mike, we're going to play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
I appreciate it.
No problem. We'll do it right after this. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
You know, they say that near-death experiences can actually bring people together. That is, unless the near-death experience was planned by you, and in the process, you burned your date's eyebrows off. Because that's exactly what happened in today's second date update.
Whoa. Ooh, epic.
Mike met Katrina at the gym, and he'd been asking her out for a long time. It took him 11 tries to ask her out, and Mike is a stuntman, and he decided to take Katrina to his job for their date.
That music.
And he planned to have them blown out of a building together.
Oh, man.
And he did it. And she singed her eyebrows and seemed really scared and upset by the whole deal. And now she hasn't called him back. She even declined going to dinner with him later. But it sounds like an epic saga. And we're about to see if we can figure out why she's not calling him back, even though we all probably know. Mike, are you ready to give Katrina a call?
Yeah, that music got me pumped. I'm ready.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Mike. You need to calm it down. Now, Mike, I'm going to be honest with you. I think your date sounds amazing, and I would totally be on board.
Really?
Yeah. Scary. But
you know what, Brooke? I knew it when you were talking to me.
Yeah. But obviously, I don't think she was. Have you had a chance to apologize to her via text or anything that you scared her?
But hold on. You think I need to apologize? I mean, what would I apologize for? It was a great date.
You need to apologize for almost killing her.
But, Brooke, you did say you would like that, huh?
Yeah, but I'm not her.
Yeah. Not everybody wants to almost die on a first date.
Yeah.
Just some people.
You guys are taking this almost death. I mean, it was blown out of a building. She was padded up, you know.
Fire crossed her face and singed her eyebrows, Mike. Fire crossed her face and singed her eyebrows.
Everybody's been burned a little.
Yeah, okay.
He's right.
Come on.
Okay, I'm going to dial her phone number right now, man. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Katrina?
This is Katrina.
Hey, Katrina, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Brooke and Jubal? I've never heard of that.
That's okay. There's a lot of people who haven't. I'm calling you today because one of your friends listens to our show, and he actually emailed us about you.
One of my friends emailed you.
Yeah. Well, it's more of a guy that you went on a date with.
What?
Yeah, it's a guy that you went out on a date with. He emailed us about you and wanted to see if we could get you on the phone.
When was the date?
Well, I'm going to guess that you probably remember it because it might be the only date you've ever been on where you've been blown out of a building.
Oh, my God.
We are all impressed that you survived that.
Yeah, you and me both.
Katrina, we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what went wrong. So Mike, who took you on that date, emailed us to see if we could figure out why you're not calling him back.
You're kidding.
Oh my God. No, he's really curious.
Mike has a lot of surprises, doesn't he, Katrina?
Yeah, to say the least. He's got them blown out of his everywhere.
So is the reason you're not calling him back because the date was scary? Because it sounded horrifying to me.
Well, it started out good, and it was fun. I mean, it was different. Different's a better word.
Yeah, but I mean, it sounds like you're totally avoiding him. He said that he hasn't even seen you at the gym. Like, you changed your entire schedule.
Well, I had to recover.
Recover?
Have you ever been on a date like that? You might want to think about if you want to see that person again right away, right?
I've been on a lot of dates like that, but never because I was blown out of a building.
Right. So if I was blown out of a building, sure, you can imagine I'm going to take a little more time.
Okay.
So, I don't even know how to look him in the face right now.
Well, what? Because you were that scared? You don't know how to look at him in
I don't know what he told you.
He told us that he met you at the gym. He'd been asking you out for a long time, and you finally said yes. And then he did take your date to work day, where he took you to his job, and he's a stuntman. And then he did a little thing where you guys got blown out of a building. He thinks that you were scared and also a little upset because apparently it singed your eyebrows.
Well, it did singe my eyebrows, but they grew back. But he didn't say that I wet myself. Oh, my God.
What? Wait, you did what?
Repeat yourself.
What happened?
Girl, it's okay. You're in the company of people who have done the same thing.
What happened?
Did you pee your pants?
Oh!
I did pee my pants. Now, that has not happened. You know, since I was a kid.
Oh, my God.
Like, how
no
much,
way.
How wet are we talking? Like a little wet or all the way down to your knees wet?
It was pretty down to my knees. Like, I just knew he saw it.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Hey, don't feel bad about it, Katrina. I've peed my pants 3 times with him just telling me the story. So big deal. You got blown out of a building. It's okay to pee your pants in that situation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I think he actually noticed.
Why do you think he noticed?
Well, he looked at me kind of stunned, and he was, like, looking me up and down. And so I thought, even though he said, you want to go to dinner, I thought he was just being nice.
You smelled like urine. Yeah. That could have been another reason why he noticed.
Well, I smelled like smoke, but...
Oh, okay.
I bet.
Good it covered point. Up the scent of pee.
Yeah.
He didn't mention anything to us about you peeing your pants, though.
No.
I'd be surprised by that because he had to, like, you know, undo my harness and help me out of the... Yeah, I'd totally be surprised. It was pretty obvious.
Oh, man.
But is it, I mean, okay, granted, you would be really embarrassed. I understand why you would be. But he obviously was into you. Like, he's tried to call you. You just have totally ghosted him.
But I peed my pants our first date. Like, how do you come back from that?
I don't know. You only go up after that. That's the great part of it.
You know what, Katrina? I know you're not good with surprises, and I don't want you to make the same mistake twice, but Mike is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you. Try not to pee your pants.
Oh, my God.
Katrina. You don't listen. Hey, I heard everything. You don't have to be embarrassed. In fact, I knew. I was just keeping it quiet. I didn't want my friends to know you had peed on yourself. I did it my first time. At least you did it like a champion. You were wearing all black. Nobody noticed. You know?
You noticed.
Well, obviously, I noticed I'm taking your harness off. I'm bending down in front of you. I smell pee.
God.
Come on.
Oh, no.
And technically, it's all your fault.
Yes.
So wait, Mike, you were going to take her to dinner with wet pants?
I didn't want to draw attention to it or embarrass her, but I still wanted to spend time with her, so I didn't know what to do.
Hey. Hey.
That says a lot. A man who's going to take you out to dinner with pee pants on, he likes you.
It's kind of romantic.
I mean, I don't know what to say to that. I was so embarrassed.
Aww.
Well, say that you will answer my phone call when I call you next time.
Okay, I could do that.
Are you sure about that? You didn't sound very positive.
Well, I mean, it's nice, but I still have to look him in the face knowing that I did that. So, I might not sound excited, but it's nice. I liked him up until I peed my pants.
Katrina, I peed my pants before, and I'll even go even further to say I even shit my pants.
No, that's too far.
During
a stunt. Does that make you feel better?
TMI.
Wait, can I just ask?
I admitted this.
What stunt made you poop yourself?
Listen, don't worry about what stunt it was. Just know, Katrina, that it has been much worse for me. And you shouldn't feel bad for what happened to you. It's totally normal, and I respect you for it.
Mutual respect for peeing your pants. Katrina, would you go out with Mike again on another date? We will pay for it.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean,
as long as I get to pick the date and we're not like jumping out of a car going 100 miles an hour, I will say yes to that.
Yay!
Okay,
yes!
So that's an official yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you guys are actually really cute.
That's awesome. Yes.
Congrats.
Oh man, but now there's pressure. I got to figure out what to come up with for the next date.
Yeah. I mean, once you already make a girl pee her pants, what else can you do?